Welcome to the Voice No Files podcast.
You better buck up and leave, girl, because you're being deceived, girl. My girl, it's time you must go. You got you in the background, girl.
Hello and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. It's episode 19, the Voice Note Files. It is Monday, August 26th, 2019, and I am your host, Joel Frank. Tonight, instead of our regular general topics, I thought I'd talk about domestic violence, something our society needs to curb. While we struggle with curbing domestic violence, we don't need to struggle with curbing poor eyesight. Thanks to the folks over at Diamond Optical, their back-to-school summer sale is still on, with 20% off all frames for students and teachers, free strings for students, contact lens giveaways, 6 months credit plan, and lifetime service. Now that's a deal that you just simply cannot beat. Now while I go and share this live broadcast, do enjoy some music from Kwesi Ace, Ghana's very own, and I will be back with you shortly.
He said, baby, take it down, I don't like our look.
He was your profile pic, baby, on WhatsApp. He said, the next time you're gonna get a hot slap. Now you want throw shades when you're in a love trap. You don't peel stone when you're there a glass shop. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, Miss Date.
Good night, Raul. Welcome to the podcast. Just excuse me while I share the live link, and I will be back with you guys shortly.
The phone, the man of you like a wallpaper. Have you like a squeeze, eh? You looking for horn, let me play that for you. In Guyanese terms, you getting up low. You facing the sun and reflecting you. You ever see no man think why he call you shadow? He tell you enough time that he need him space. Baby say cheese, he hide him face. Now this is the thing that I don't embrace. But this song is not for crazy is. Again, my girl, you like a song track. You play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. You have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, you have alone. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper.
Yo, Ken. The maximum we
come from.
Is not comedy to music.
Uh-huh.
What's music to comedy? So me give them the remedy. Crazy Ace. One time for the bass. All right. Back in the day we used to live Shada Street.
Alright, I'm back. Like I said, tonight's topic is domestic violence. How do we curb it? If you have any stories about people you know that would have endured domestic violence and gotten out of it, or that may not have ended so peacefully, you can call or send in your WhatsApp voice notes or messages and let us discuss those. Domestic violence is a real problem in Guyana. It has gained a lot of attention. That, however, does not seem to do anything by itself to alleviate the prevalence of domestic violence in our country. So I thought I'd talk about it, you know, encourage a discussion here on the Voice No Files podcast. Domestic violence is not only limited to violence against women. So violence against women is a major part of domestic violence in our country.
Tell the music running me vain. Yesterday and tomorrow I get it in. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name.
Right, so though violence against women is a major part of it, domestic violence, of course, there is violence against men. How much of it I will not be able to say particularly. But both parties are affected. And it goes beyond that to affecting the children that witness it. Could you imagine a child growing up witnessing his dad beat his mom? would then believe that that is the appropriate way to deal with women. So show love or something toward women, and that would be wrong in many regards. Likewise, a female growing up in an abusive household, she now would probably feel that if he doesn't hit me, he doesn't love me, and that is the absolute wrong way of looking at things. So, domestic violence needs to be dealt with. I am going to check and see if during this broadcast I can get someone to participate live via Skype or a WhatsApp back-to-back conversation so that we can make it a little bit more engaging. So stay tuned.
Saying all right now, still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass, when we sing, sir.
Put on your costume, queen of the road. Everybody dress on queen of the road. Put on your best gun, queen of the road. All of the kids, them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival code. Don't throw the garbage, them overboard. And 592, we can rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food.
Take a wine.
No, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them time on the road. For the day that the band design for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them time on the road. For the day that the band design for the road. Before we go into the street, see the boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street, and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street, and somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame and them turn up the heat, to tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band design for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band design for the road.
Okay, so there is a voice note coming in currently from one of our contributors, and you will be hearing that shortly. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere, keep it locked right here to the voice note files. Let's continue. Let's start the conversation off rather with these voice notes.
Queen of the road, put on your best gun, queen of the road. All of the kids, them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival code. Don't throw the garbage, them overboard. And 592, we can rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food. Road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them time on the road. For the day that the band is time for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands, them time on the road. For the day that the band is time for the road. One for the road.
Wine on the road,
take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road. For the day that the band designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road. For the day that the band designed for the road.
Okay. Alright, those voice notes are going to be played right now. Sorry about that, I almost threw the mic off the desk. Let's proceed.
Good night. I personally endured domestic violence. My first was at least 5 out of our 10-ish, 11 years. And the second one was 2 out of 3. So basically I've endured domestic violence for years from 2 different spouses. Domestic violence, I'm not saying that it can't be combated, but that's something that that has a lot of work to do in most countries. I can say me personally, even though I was being beat the hell up every day from the 2 different individuals, I felt that I couldn't leave. No matter what, whether it was love or the individual crying and saying, you know, I want to do it again. And you're falling back and you're good for 2-3 weeks and then you're being battered again. So as women, the only way we can combat that is naturally just leaving the equation. And that's way easier said than done. Law enforcers, they gotta stop using the term Shawanti, because every time we go and lock him up, she'll come in and cry and ask for him to come out. To get rid of that terminology that they use, I don't like it one bit. Whether or not she comes 10 times, you never know that 10 times, the 11th time, when she said, oh, look, let me take him back, you see, sorry, that might be the time he kills her. So the law enforcement now gotta hold these men, do not lose them. In any means necessary, let them try to get away from those men. We can have homes for help, just in case she can't look after herself financially. We have homes where they can go and lay their head, clear these stuff. Stop thinking about children. He's going to kill you and still leave those 4, 5, 3 children. Doesn't matter. So this can be prolonged and cut up in so many ways, domestic violence. But I think I just touched base a few things that kept me. Love, scared. Didn't know what the next person was going to be. I didn't know what the next person would have been like. Not able to start over. The starting over is so hard. Because women, we're emotional beings. So when you go, you have this relationship. Sexually, you invest everything. For you guys to separate, it's like, oh, again. Who's going to love me with 4 kids? Who's going to take me unless I stay with him? There's a lot. Domestic violence is so prevalent. A couple of days ago to this morning, I think, man stabbed his children's mother. A 1 year, 3 year old, 5 year old. Like, come on. I think men got to do better. Police, law enforcement got to do better. Women, we need to see the signs and just leave.
All right. Well, thank you, first off, for your contribution this evening. You mentioned earlier that women would go back to the stations and say they don't want to press charges anymore and they want him released and whatnot. Generally, I think that the law is if the victim decides not to press charges, then the case is dropped. I think that's probably because looking to special considerations for domestic violence cases, because most of these women that are battered, they experience a psychological effect where they're drawn probably even more to the man. It's like a destructive kind of attachment and attraction to the man. Also, you spoke about homes for these women. I don't know what the state of the help and shelter homes are, but I do know that they operate. But thank you very much for sharing your story with us this evening. And stay tuned. And if you have any friends that have anything to say on the topic, you can let them come through too. Thanks a lot. Oh, and before I go, it is very damaging to the psyche of these men to be battered. It's not an easy ordeal, and a lot of these women sometimes don't know how to face life without the man, because they find themselves so dependent on him for some reason or the other. But once again, I want to thank you for your contribution, and I guess that's it. Thank you a lot for coming through.
I want sing a calypso, but it's lack of experience. I'm a fan, I ain't true the Canarian. Rebel them, this competition was tense. So my first entry in this competition, we gon' call it that don't make sense. I gon' tell you stories and situation, and you judge with a fair conscience.
Not forgetting the former commissioner who once sell gold in the country.
Alright, those were the words of a regular contributor to the show. Domestic violence is a very sobering topic to discuss. And I appreciate her commentary with her contribution. We have another voice note in here from another listener, so you will be hearing that right about now.
That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Tell you.
So, on the topic of domestic violence tonight, I think domestic violence affects everyone. Man, woman, children even. I think once your relationship becomes violent or aggressive, you need to understand two things. One, that person is not going to stop. No matter if they ease up doing it, they ease up being aggressive, they ease up being violent, you tend to think that, okay, one day this is going to change, but it doesn't. Many times we put ourselves in situations where we're not safe, we're not happy, but because we try to hold on for our kids, thinking that everything will be better soon, thinking that the persons will change, but it doesn't. You tend to think that, okay, one day this is going to change, but it doesn't. Many times we put ourselves in situations where we're not safe, we're not happy, but because we try to hold on for our kids, thinking that everything will be better soon, thinking that the persons will change, but it doesn't happen. And even if it does, it doesn't stay that way for a very long time. I think persons need to realize how strong they are within them and combat domestic violence. They need to speak up if it's happening to them. They need not be afraid of situations by thinking, oh, if I do this, what will happen then? You need to think outside of the box. Think you can't stay in that situation forever. You're not even supposed to be staying in it for a little bit. This is something that cannot and should not happen, no matter what the situation is. It should not be violent. It should not be aggressive. If you're in a relationship or in a marriage and it is violent, then you need to get out of it. No one should stand for domestic violence.
Okay, words from another very regular contributor to the show. While she probably was not or does not seem to be in her contribution a victim of domestic violence, she did speak. She did share her thoughts on it, and I appreciate those thoughts. I think not most of us, men generally speaking, are responsible for being the aggressors in most cases that I know of the men. Undoubtedly, I do know that there are some men that go through domestic violence and they don't speak about it because, as a man, really, what are you going to say to the police? Oh, my wife beat me up or my girlfriend beat me up. When it's going to be hilarious in a sad sort of way. But we are often the aggressors. And while women are, of course, empowered and they are independent and all these things and they fought for equality and for justice, that does not give you the right as a man to put your hands on a woman. Let me just put this phone on mute because I got some messages coming in here that I will have to check just now. Go. Right. That doesn't give you the right to put your hands on. However, not justifying by any means the actions of any man who abuses a woman. Men and women are constructed differently. Our psyche is different. For a woman can say very hurtful things with her mouth. And a man, most often when he responds to what he perceives as an act of aggression, it's with a physical act of aggression, which isn't right. However, what's the word I'm looking for? However one-sided it may seem, freedom of speech is a human right. She is entitled to say whatever she wants to say. You as the man, though, you gotta either bear it, or, you know, if you gotta take a 5 minutes away from the house or 10 minutes away from the house to catch yourself, you go and do that. Because I know that there can be some people, generally speaking, and some women in particular, that can be very provoking. They could really ride your nerves. I've been in situations where I was provoked more than I would like to have been, and probably didn't always end nicely. But from the voice of experience, having gone through this, having been provoked a lot, just leave, just walk out of the place. If you do your home and she provoking you, or he provoking you, get up. Because at the end of the day, if he or she provokes you and you react violently and you go to jail, he or she is still outside and they're still enjoying a free life while you are locked up needlessly and you're having to deal with whatever comes with prison life. So let's get back to some music while I go and examine these messages that have come in. If any messages are here to be read, I will read them out. If any messages are here to be played, I will play them for you. Stay tuned.
But it got sung like a bashing police. Their job description is protect and serve and occasionally keep the peace. Well, but this year come year got different commission and answers like it increase. From the darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without degree. Remember last year shootout with police?
I remember.
When three men die on DC wall. When I hear the police explanation, it didn't make no damn sense at all.
Really?
Between the eyewitness, the police story, the bandits firearm small. Well, they find one gun and they kill three men, but not one bullet touch the car. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make.
Let me deal with young people.
I know a bus conduct who's promiscuous. He conquests his plenty woman. He said the man-to-woman ratio is not equally fixing up the equation. He said the milkman Joe Bryan and Ram Singh Sharma, them is not competition. But when you lack education, Sharma can say it's a very sad situation. He does boast and brag how we got them. He's a pro, no man take it wrong. He say minibus don't ever walk charge up. He's an exporter going downtown. When you're going on tongue, you don't have to worry. No strap, no protection. But when it comes for the big man, Johnny to talk, then you talk. Calm down, that don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Wallet up.
That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make. Or when I think of the opposition leader, well, plenty things don't make sense. He said, guy ain't ready for no copyright law like he thieving at my expense. It's like the aisle money settled for enough for them just lose your missus and Brex conference. So when it come to the one-man band politician, I vote in no confidence. The other day I was coming from a big stage show. Police set up the roadblock. The inspector said, Ross, come on, exit the car. Corporal, search this jam. He checked me pocket, me wallet, never once checked the car. Finally, when he stopped, I said, officer man, where's the reason for this? He said, I'm somebody just get kidnapped. That don't
make sense. Be a rat man. A rat get kidnapped.
Okay, I just got back from checking the messages that came in. While one person sent in a voice note that ended up coming across empty, and we will be waiting for that voice note to come in. The other messages or the other notifications were unrelated to the show. Yes, as I was telling you, provocation is a serious thing. If you are being provoked by your partner in your relationship, I advise you to take time away from whatever is the issue. If it is that you're home with your partner and he or she is provoking you, and you know that it may end badly, just go outside, leave the house. If he or she follows you, just catch a taxi and go someplace. They ain't gonna follow you in a taxi, unless, of course, they got their own car, which is bordering on very very dangerous behavior on their part. So put some distance between yourself and whatever the issue is, right? So as to not find yourself in a position where you have to act out aggressively. Also, for people in relationships, you should try not to provoke each other. Provocation, I know in some countries there are lesser penalties once it can be proven that first, well, not necessarily in domestic cases, I'm not sure about domestic cases, but once someone is provoked, they will usually get a lesser sentence than if it is that they just acted maliciously. So try your best not to provoke people. Provoking somebody is not a very nice thing to do. It doesn't always end well. So those of you who are the type of people to provoke people unnecessarily, yeah, should desist from doing so. Generally speaking, there's no reason why you should hate your partner. You're not your partner's mother. You're not your partner's father. You did not give life to that individual, and you have no reason to beat that individual. You are not. Slavery is over, so you have no right to be whipping somebody in this day and age. So let me take a music break. As we come up on the half-hour mark, you will hear a word from our sponsors, and of course, I will give my view on the topic after the half-hour mark. Good evening, Christine, and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. How are you this evening?
Give me some folks and let me sing something now.
The girl named Lily and she raising so. I give she more like a name Uncle Joe. I don't beat me lover, I'm not some Kobango. Fire get hot, make she say make so. She holla for daddy like a Shelly G song. I said girl, your daddy gone Pope and John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Fine on me, bend over girl while you're grinding.
Alright, we have a new voice note message in here from a regular contributor. You are going to hear that right about now. Stay tuned.
That thing I want you turn back way. The Guyanese boy make you come down, eh. Come down, eh. She got the thing in she waistline. The way she move to the baseline. She never dance.
Issue in Guyana right now. But one need to examine the reasons for an increase or upsurge in domestic violence. And I want to believe it is linked in a serious way to frustration that comes over some men in relations to what they're doing, in relations to providing. The issue of domestic violence is discussed only when there have been two or three consecutive incidents. But I believe all parties, all stakeholders need to come together and have a continuous forum that will allow persons to understand what domestic violence really means and how it can be curbed. The continuity needs to span all 10 administrative regions, and there need to be a program similar to AIDS, because this has become an epidemic. And anything that has become an epidemic needs to be dealt with on a continuous basis and an intense basis. Men need to be taught, young men need to be taught how to deal with certain basic issues. Not believing that death is the only and final route out. I believe discussions need to be held and training programs need to be conducted in communities in terms of how men should handle certain domestic issues so that they will not reach to domestic violence. We have a long way to go, but if we move quickly and if we move swiftly as a society, we can curb this and save our women.
Domestic. And waste time, man, get weak and them begging for ceiling. She starts thick like the TV, like scratch up DVD.
That was a contribution from one of our very regular listeners, Dexter there. I do agree with his sentiments where we need to take action, we need to do something, we need to talk to our young men. As I said earlier, as men, we are more than likely, and from what I've seen, the major perpetrators of acts of violence against our spouses, and thereby the major perpetrators of domestic violence. Which is something that we need to address. One could also say that, or one could posit that the lack of present fathers in children's lives could also lead to this, because the child has no pattern on how to conduct himself as a man in society and how to deal with the often saucy retorts from female companions. So there's a lot to be considered, and there are a lot of things that can be done, or a lot of things that should be done. However, implementing these things may be easier said than done. Thank you, Dexter, for coming in with your contribution. Do appreciate it. Christine says that she was just sneaking in before going back to work. Thank you very much for coming to Christine. Stay tuned. Any more contributions or messages will be played as usual. Thank you for joining me. Stay tuned.
Yo, Joey. You know we colorblind when it comes to our wine. Now listen. From my heart. People them fighting power. People them fighting fame. People them trying to fight crazy AIDS, but alive and still in the game. Some people them looking for love, and other people looking for money. Some people on the corner late at night looking for your morning buddy. Some people said they don't like black, and other people don't like white. Well, if we leave them stupid people in the corner, now the Guyanese unite. Well, if you see me in a nice party, I'm not going to wipe on me. I don't care if she black or she white, Indian, I'm a Indian or Puerto Rico. We do what race,
holy ways.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
holy ways.
Me crazy ace,
holy ways.
Step in the place,
holy ways.
Serious the case,
holy ways.
My ancestors are African, and my cousin them is Indian. It's like Dalpore and the cook up rice, the bandit and the Obia man. We unite every time it's cricket, we like when West Indies bat. And if you come by me when it's Christmas time, everybody else get pepper pot. Well, if you see me in a chutney show, and a whining till in the front, and you bring them racism talk to me, you're gonna hear about your mother cousin. Well, tonight we're going to unite, we're gonna stop all the fuss and fight. From the back to the front, to the right, to the left, everybody hands in the light. We know what race,
holy ways.
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 Give me the drum and the bass,
holy ways.
Me crazy ace,
holy ways.
Step in the place,
holy ways.
He raised the case,
holy ways. Holy ways, holy ways, holy ways, holy ways, holy ways, holy ways.
All right, we have another contribution in here. This one is from an anonymous sender. This is a message. She says, I have experienced domestic violence twice in my life, and it is not cool. I think in relationships, we need to learn to communicate, compromise, respect, and solve problems or issues without violence. If you are with someone who is abusive, seek help for that individual. If that doesn't work, get out as fast as you can. To combat this issue, parents need to teach their children to solve little problems they have without violence. Schools need to have more guidance and counseling sessions and moral talks, and NGOs need to reach out more to the youths in the community. She requested that I not post it on Facebook, but she did say that I could read it. So that is the contribution of, like I said just now, an anonymous contributor. It is sad to know the amount of women that would have gone through domestic violence or experienced it. There are some men that go through domestic violence that don't report it, which is another sad part of the whole equation, because as a man, you feel like you're supposed to be able to handle whatever comes your way. You are, stereotypically speaking, the stronger of the two sexes. So if your female partner is beating you, it's going to be quite a tale to try to relate to the police officers that you're being abused by your wife or your woman or your girlfriend or whatever the case is. So this is also something that we need to address. We need to destigmatize the victims of domestic violence, especially the men, because most of them do not report it. And when it comes to the women, we need to provide a clear means for them to get out of that relationship. Whether it be counseling the other party or both parties, or providing a place for them to stay, or removing the ability for them to rescind the charges when they initially report domestic violence to the police against their spouse or their partner. We need to be proactive in our means and ways of dealing with domestic violence. Like I said, that was a contribution from an anonymous contributor. Thank you to her for coming through with that. Stay tuned.
If you don't like find you, turn it around. Whistle your man, never mind you, turn it around. All of them want sign you, turn it around. When the grass is behind you, turn it around. Father God, him.
Good night, Dacia. How are you tonight? Welcome to the podcast. Tonight we're talking about domestic violence. Feel free to contribute if you can. You know how you can do so via WhatsApp, voice notes, messages to the Facebook page and the like. Thank you for tuning in.
Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when they start winding, stand up, stand up. Wait, recalculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine make shake. Hold on. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it's your life find you, turn it around. Listen, your man never mind you, turn it around. Half of them want sign you, turn it around. Hold the crosses behind you, turn it around. Father got him design you, turn it around.
Look at that, we've been live for 38 minutes. I did not know that that was the case. Since we passed the half hour mark, I'm going to briefly give you my take on domestic violence. Domestic violence has a lot of causes. They are, like I said earlier, people that provoke others to violence, which is not an excuse, especially if you're a man. If you're a man and someone's provoking you, you need to learn to walk away. It's not very easy to do, but it's something that you need to learn to do, because people have the right to say what they want to say. It may hurt you, it may be degrading to you sometimes, but be the bigger person, as like I said earlier, the stereotypically stronger of the sexes, and walk away. Generally speaking, women are predisposed to inflicting serious scarring remarks when they get into their moods. That does not mean that you have to react violently. As men, we often physically react to our challenges, and that's not always the right way to look at things. Sometimes we need to just step away from it. So if you're home, you're a man, and your wife is saying some things that you don't like and she's getting under your skin, go out and get a breather. Go smoke a cigarette or just chill and relax, and then come back whenever you're cool. Because at the end of the day, like I said, if you fly in a rage and you beat her or you beat him, if it is that you're a woman and you're being provoked by your male counterpart, you beat him or her, you go to jail. He or she is still out there. They're free to live their life the way they please. And you are just wasting away in jail for however long it is. So I do believe that we need to handle conflict better. I am with that anonymous contributor who said that we should have counseling in schools more regularly, and that NGOs need to do more to reach the victims of domestic violence. I said earlier also that, the victims of domestic violence need not be looked at with through a lens of stigma. The stigma that is attached to domestic violence needs to be removed, especially for men. Because as a man, if you're being abused, you can't go, but you can. You should, in all probability and likelihood, be able to go to the police station. But there are two problems with that. As men, we're very egotistical. That's one. And two, I've literally heard accounts of people going to the police station and telling the police that they were abused by their female counterpart, and the police was like, "How she beat you up?" And they wanted a physical demonstration and all these things. So that needs to be removed. Our armed forces, the people that are supposed to serve and protect us, need to be more professional in their approach toward that. Apart from that, I believe that cohesive family units also is an answer to domestic violence, because a lot of the perpetrators of domestic violence, a lot of the men, from what I've seen, would have come from broken homes. They would have come from homes where either the woman was a victim of domestic violence and the child came up believing that that is the way he should treat his woman or his wife when he gets older, or the father was completely absent altogether, so he had no pattern of what to do when faced with certain reactions from his significant other. In cases where the father is present and he is abusive toward the mother now needs to get out of that relationship, because she should not want her child, her boy child, to get the idea in his head that it is okay to deal with problems in relationships by beating on the female. That's wrong. So if it is that she has to network with her friends and her family to get out, she should. And friends and family of victims of domestic abuse, sometimes you get fed up because they come to you so many times and they say they want to get out and they're this and they're that, and you help them, or you try to help them, and they go right back into it. Now, you need to understand that this is not something easy to come out of. It takes a lot of time sometimes for some women to get out of this. They're dependent on the male, they're staying for children, they don't know what they're going to do with their lives after they get out of the relationship. There are so many things going through these women's heads when they're in abusive relationships that it's really not easy to relate to unless you would have been in it yourself. So to those of you who are friends of people that are being abused and victimized, I suggest that you exercise a lot of patience with them, because they are going to be going and coming in and out of the relationship, and they're going to be trying to get out. So be patient with them and just be there for them whenever they need you. And eventually he or she will get out of that relationship, and they will start putting themselves back together again, and you will be there to help them and guide them, you know. So don't give up on your friends and family who are in abusive relationships. Just do your best to be there for them. I think that's pretty much all I have to say on the topic. So back to the music while we await any further contributions from our listeners.
Interpret, cause it's agriculture. I want to see hands up with your fork, rags up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork, rags up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I just fork in the fist of me, fork in everybody, fork in the fist of me, fork in everybody, fork in the fist of me, fork in everybody, fork in the fist of me, fork in.
Hey, charge up, charge up, charge up, charge up. Hey, charge us like a charger. I want to come and plug it.
Remember, the one thing you don't have to try hard to curb is poor eyesight. Thanks to the folks over at Diamond Optical who have their back to school summer sale currently ongoing. They are offering 20% off all frames for students and teachers, free strings for students, contact lens giveaways, 6 months credit plan, and lifetime servicing. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a deal that you absolutely cannot beat. You can't get that anywhere else in town. So go ahead and check out the folks over at Diamond Optical. They are located on the third floor of City Mall. That's on Cam Street. And their telephone number are 650-9559, 665-9559, and 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. We do have another voice note contribution in here. Let me go on screen that now and let you hear what that contributor has to say.
And I can't drive. Plug in, lock the foot up there. Plug in, melt it back right there. Plug in, bring a girl with the big fat wine. Let me plug in and I can't drive.
Hey, plug it, plug in. Yeah, break that bumper. Plug it, plug in. Get too much charge. Plug it, plug in. Yeah, break that bumper. Plug it, plug in. Yeah, I will charge. Plug it, plug in. Yeah, break that bumper. Plug it, plug in. Get too much charge. Plug it, plug in. Yeah, break that bumper. Plug it, plug in.
I find it up on a girl. I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl. I come to plug in. Winding up on a girl. I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl, I come to plug in.
Hey, girl, tell them.
Plug in, plug in.
Tell them, tell them. Tell them,
plug in, plug in.
So I think that as it relates to domestic violence, that it should start from small. And men, well, boys, should be taught that it's okay to express how you feel. It's okay to cry if you're hurt. It's okay to say you're disappointed if you're disappointed in something. It's also okay to be upset. And it's not girly if you cry. It's not girly if you show that you care or don't care about something. I think when men learn, and if boys learn to express their feelings properly, then when they get older and they're faced with situations, then they will talk it through or think in a logical way. But mothers, fathers, society in whole think, or they teach boys that they shouldn't express themselves. Then when they turn big men, they expect them to express themselves in a less aggressive way. I mean, you teach them when they're little that they're a girl if they cry, or you fall on the hot you by, stop crying like a little girl. So when they get big, they don't cry like a little girl. When they get big, they fight the same way that you taught them to fight all their lives. Yeah. Little boys need hugs and kisses, and they need to know that people love them too. Not just our girls we're supposed to cuddle up. And then you just lose the boy while and think that they don't have feelings and emotions. Because when we treat them like that, we create a monster. And too, as it relates to domestic violence, women need to know their worth. When a woman is in a relationship with a man, she always know
that, you know what, this is what's going to happen, or this is the type of person. You can assess somebody's action or behavior. You don't need to go years to figure it out. You know the, like, from day one, you know the likelihood of whatever. But oftentimes you see women leaving, I guess, when after they would have built a bond, and then men tripping. But I don't know. I'm just sick and tired of hearing men killing women. Like, why do I ask women ain't killing men? Why? I don't know. Like, men too, they need to deal with the issues. Like, society somehow failing men. I guess they're failing little boys. They just need to have an ear to open their mouth to say, like, men will be going through so many things, and they have nobody to talk to, because if they try to talk to their male friends, you hear, you're a pussy, and the girl that you cried the other day, and stuff like that. I mean, it's like 50-50. Men are wrong, but then again, society would have backed them up into a corner where they feel that they don't have a choice, and the only thing that they can do is to be aggressive. I mean, notwithstanding that men are aggressive, little boys are aggressive by nature, because that's how they're made up. But then we have to groom and mold that and help them to understand and deal with that aspect of life or that aspect of their personality. I think it's a real sad time every time you hear that a man kill a woman, and they're not even thinking about the children that are involved. So you kill the mother, she's dead. Now you're going to jail. What happened to the children that you all lied on, Mecca? Sad life.
Alright, thank you to that contributor that just came in with those voice note messages. She did raise valid points. One, that men are naturally aggressive creatures. It's just the way we are. It's how we're made. Also that we need to find better ways of dealing with our aggressions in relationships. And to an extent, I believe that society has failed men. I'm not going to say that it's okay to cry or not, but it's okay to cry or not. I'm divided on the crying thing, because there are, well, life isn't as black and white as we'd like it to be. There are good men out there, and there are good women out there. There are bad men out there, and there are bad women out there also. There are women out there that will exploit the fact that as a man you cry when you feel weak, or when you feel frustrated, or whatever the case is. There are women that will exploit the living daylights out of that. That isn't to say that you should not, as a man, try your best to communicate with your female counterpart in your relationship. By all means, do. Communication is a vital component of all relationships. You can't have a relationship, not even a friendship, without communication. You give that friendship that has already lasted 10 years, 1 year without communication, and sometimes that friendship will die. And usually, psychologists say that if a friendship has lasted over 10 years, it's likely to last forever. So just imagine what happens in a relationship, a romantic one, where there's no communication. So I agree with a lot of things that she has said, and I thank her again for coming in with those voice note messages. Back to the music while we await more messages to come in.
Still in the game,
This hour has flew by quite fast. I wasn't quite ready for how fast that hour would fly by. An update on the podcast. The podcast is now available on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 8 chances to listen to the Voice Note Files podcast. It is live on Facebook on the Voice Note Files page, after which it is uploaded to Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a whole host of other podcast listening apps. It's even available on Radio Public. So some of these providers, you don't need to sign up to listen to the Voice Note Files podcast. You just open the app, you download the app and open it, or just visit the website. and you click play. On Radio Public, you can download episodes of The Voice on First podcast without having to pay a cent, without even having to get sent up to volunteer your email address. It's all free. They're not asking you for anything. Some of them may ask you to subscribe or to create an account to Spotify, but there are some where you don't have to do a single thing. Anchor is one of them. You could go and listen to The Voice on First podcast on Anchor without ever having to sign in. Right? So you really have no excuse for missing The Voice on First podcast. It's also available after airing on Facebook. The videos are up there all the time. They don't get deleted. So whenever you miss an episode of The Voice on First podcast, just head back up to the Facebook page and go through the episode list and listen to the ones that you would have missed. We are at our 55-minute mark, which means we have 5 minutes more left in the podcast. So I guess this is around the time where I start thanking you guys for being with me for this hour. Do stay tuned. In that 5 minutes, if any other voice notes come in or any other messages come in, you will hear them. Thank you very much for tuning into The Voice on First podcast. Stay tuned.
They want talk, but talk and debate me. How we no fear no boy with a bad on the road, and you know so the rice need gravy. This is crazy, install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel my name getting weary, jump out and put the ace off the crazy. Yeah, them no better than me. Don't have style like me. Can't drain my energy. What is to be must be. There's only one crazy. Not my ability, not even lyrically. Check the second verse carefully now. Check my style at squeezy is flow. Check the place squeezy is go. And every time I touch one this day, the people jump in, they shouting out more. The mouth fly like them carrying crew. Is my place apocalypto? Yeah. And every time I touch one the show, bro, down the stage, murder, nice calypso.
Oh, hey, while I'm I don't here, fear I would them. Like to apologize for not, sorry. While I'm here, I'd like to apologize for not having the podcast last Friday. I had a very, 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 very busy week last week, and I was really tired. So it was kind of unavoidable, and I almost did not have time for tonight's podcast, but I refused to miss two podcast live days in a row. So I'm here, and thank you to those individuals that would have asked me if I would be doing the podcast tonight. Yes, I am. I'm here. Podcast is being done. Thank you guys for your support. It's always heartwarming to receive it.
And your family, your friend them. Me can send in the chat and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me lock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat, back chat, stop that. We go send them back in the pen them. Put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately. They want talk, but talk and debate me. How we no fear no boy with a bad on the road. And you know, so the rice need gravy. This is crazy, install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel my name getting we reach out, post, I put the ace off the quiz
one time. Yeah.
All right, as we get ready to get out of here, I would like to remind you that while we struggle with curbing domestic violence, we don't need to struggle with curbing bad eyesight. Thanks to the folks over at Diamond Optical. Their back-to-school summer sale is still on with 20% off all frames for students and teachers, free strings for students, contact lens giveaways, 6 months credit plan, and a lifetime of servicing. You cannot get a better deal anywhere else, people. Trust me. Support the folks over at Diamond Optical because they support us over here at the Voice Note First podcast. And you should support anyone that supports the Voice Note First podcast. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. We are currently at the 58-59 minute mark. 59 minutes, 37 seconds. So thank you very much for joining me tonight. This is your host, Joel Frank, saying good night to you. Do have a nice night. Be safe. Remember, If you're in a relationship and you're being provoked, walk away. It's not worth it. It's not worth the time that you would spend in jail if that person reports you. It's not worth losing the parent of your children. It's not worth any of the bad things that can come out of it. And we should not be hitting at each other. We did not. You are not the mother or the father of your spouse or your significant other. She is not, or he is not, your parent either. Don't do it. Just don't hit. For some, I know it's going to be hard because some people can say some pretty scathing things, but that does not give you an excuse to hit that person. Like I said, if you're being provoked to the point where you realize that you may act out, you may hit somebody, just leave the area. Pull yourself away from the situation. It's easier said than done, but try it. Make a concerted effort to remove yourself from that situation. And if it is something that is prolonged, that your partner is always provoking you, remove yourself from the relationship altogether. It is not worth it. Thank you again for joining me this evening. Stay tuned. Tune in again to the Voice on Files podcast. Not tomorrow, but Wednesday. Wednesday's topic will be posted either tonight or early tomorrow so that you can get a head start on your voice notes. Thank you once again for joining me. Good night.
Find me out selling drop a war. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen nobody climbing a war.